The words are set to epiphany. The tune is Morning Star, O Cheering Sun. But I want you to notice, as we begin this, that there is a line in there that will say, Jesu line, a word we are very unfamiliar with, that means little Jesus or sweet baby Jesus. So ponder that as we sing these words. Let us stand as we sing our opening. Wednesday, the Mission and Outreach Committee will meet at 5:30. We will be finalizing the plans for an upcoming community meal, which will be Saturday, January the 31st. Although we will get more details figured out, but mostly it will be a chili and or soup luncheon that we will also offer a bag lunch for folks to take home with them as they carry on. So I hope you will join us, not only for the meal, but also for the fellowship as we welcome the less fortunate in our community, a meal at no cost to them or you. Next Saturday morning at 10 a.m., the board will meet. This will be their planning session. So we will pray for you. It will be a long meeting, but it is worth it. It's always good for that kickoff meeting to start the new year. So for the new board members and the old board members, they will meet Saturday morning at 10 a.m. in the fellowship building. I see Carol smiling because we ain't on it no more. No, I'm just kidding. After the community meal on January the 31st, the next day will be February the 1st. After worship, the youth will have a lunch. It will be soup and salad. This will be our annual Super Bowl of Caring, so all proceeds will go to the Samaritan Ministries. Again, no cost, just a love offering will be accepted. There may be some of the leftover chili and soups from the day before, but we will definitely have some fresh soups as well, so we invite you to join us for that lunch. Next Sunday, after church on the 18th, there will be a Women's Fellowship General meeting, again, after church next week. And that's all the announcements that I have. Are there others from members of the congregation? Seeing none, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, be still our hearts, be still our minds. Help us to prepare for the message you have for us today. As we have gathered for worship, we pray that you fill us with your Spirit. May we be blessed by being here today. We come to your table, Lord, for holy communion with humble hearts. And also, we come with hopes for a new year, and may the light of Christ shine in us and through us to those you send us in your name. We pray all these things in the precious name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, Reverend Tony is going to give us a children's message. And while we don't have children, you all are children of God. So this message today will be for you.
Amen. Well, good morning. It's good to be here. This is one of my favorite children's and child of God messages that I've done. As a matter of fact, the reason this box looks so well wrapped is Laura did it. If you saw my wrapping, it would not be good. It was some years ago before this was prepared. It struck me how much wrapping paper leaves the house after Christmas gifts were given. So much time and effort go into the wrapping of the gifts and the choosing of the gifts and the giving of the gifts. And yet, when all of that paper is gone, often things, they just end up wherever they do, don't they? In a closet, in a drawer, sometimes hanging up on a hanger. It may be something we keep in our car or outside. All these different places are the gifts. And yet, what happens when all the paper is thrown away and the days move from December into January and beyond? And so as I began thinking about this, maybe there's a more simple way to discover the deeper meaning of Christmas, that not only is a day or a season that runs into Epiphany, but is a time that might last all year long. And when I began thinking about this, came up with a more simply wrapped gift. Now this other box is empty because all those gift boxes almost always end up empty, don't they? Yet the deeper, truer gift of God at Christmas, I think, is well represented by today. And when we open it up, it has light. And the light of God never goes out for you. And that reminds each of us that His light of love is not only for us, but when we take it into our hearts, it illuminates our lives, and other people can see it, and other people we can share that light with, and they'll have Jesus forever. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks for Your eternal love. And that eternal love has a name. It's the precious name of Jesus. This is the season that we celebrate His being born into the world and His being born into our lives. A living Savior, a God of love and light forever. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
One more message I forgot to mention. After the youth lunch on February 1st, the youth will be going roller skating at Skate World in Clemens. So, y'all come, bring your skates. We're going to have a good time. Don't look at me like that, Carol. No, seriously, the youth is going to go roller skating. We always have fun at that time. Bring your kids, bring your grandkids. Join us for a good time. We plan to go right after the youth lunch. The skating session is from 2 to 5, and then we'll disperse in a minute. Let us continue our worship with this morning's liturgy. It is the liturgy of Epiphany, found on page 65. I invite you to stand as we pray together.
Thank you.
Hear the word of our Lord. I do not condemn you. Go, but do not sin again. God created the heavens and stretched them out, fashioned the earth and all that lives there, and gave light and breath to all its people.
And now the Lord God says to his servant, I, the Lord, have called you and given you powers to see injustice done on earth. Through you I will make a covenant with all peoples.
Through you I will bring light to the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind
and set free those who sit in darkness. Outrageous grace of God, which he gave to us in such large measure.
they called out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God, who sits on the throne, and from the Lamb."
Praise, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen.
At this time, we invite the ushers forward. Let us pray. Father God, you are present in our lives so abundantly. You give us so much. Oftentimes we take those gifts for granted. So please receive now a portion of that you have given us as we give it back to you. We pray that you bless it and use it towards the furthering of your kingdom in Jesus' name.
The scriptures this morning from the prophet Isaiah and the Gospel of Matthew are those assigned for the celebration of Epiphany. The first, Isaiah chapter 60, 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see, all they gather themselves together, and they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come, they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. I'm sure you can recognize I'm reading from the translation that is your pulpit Bible. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was disturbed and troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship also." When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. May God bless the hearing of his word to our understanding and our living. Amen. I thank Matt for the kind invitation to be here with you today. It is truly a blessing for me to worship with you. It was a surprising moment, unexpected and unusual. Now, it was unexpected because I did something this past week that I have done at least 38 times in my life before. I have done this each year that Laura and I have been married. just this week on Epiphany, the star was turned off and put away, not to be lit again until later this year. I felt some nudge, which was the unexpected part. I mean, cutting off a light switch and unplugging something is not all that unusual, is it? This nudge created in me a feeling and some kind of awareness that I had never had before in that moment. It focused and intensified my awareness. It was like God's presence had become real in that moment, right in the middle of ordinary life. Perhaps it was like something for Elijah. God showed up in sheer silence. I think we can claim that Epiphany is God showing up in this created world in the ordinary of our lives. And we can thank God for that. How we respond, though, to this truth will make all the difference in our lives. I can look out and I know you, and I believe you are in agreement that following God and knowing of His presence in our lives truly makes a difference. In sheer silence, not knowing God's plan of salvation, the Magi must have begun their journey that way. It was their interest in matters that probably don't interest us at all. Astrology, magic, sorcery. Those are the things that first compelled these wise men, these magicians from the Far East. As we learned, they were highly motivated and determined that nothing would throw them off their past, off their path, their quest. They were focused and very aware there was a star in the sky, and it was unusual. It was not just any other light that is in the sky. And yet, while they were intensely aware of it, as far as we know, no one else paid much of an attention to it. Without understanding, the world stood still as the earth rotated and the heavenly lights seemed to move toward them. And this is the unusual thing. We know when we go out at night, and if we're aware long enough, the stars, they just go by, don't they? And yet, this star was different. It had a path, and it had a plan that God had given, and it took those wise men first to Jerusalem with an encounter with King Herod. And then from that point, it did not travel east to west path, for Bethlehem is south, almost directly south, a little to the west, perhaps, of Jerusalem, and the star went, and as we heard in the scripture, it showed the exact place where Jesus was born and lay there in a manger. The religious men we learn in this story, priests and teachers of the law. Whenever I come across teachers of the law, I think of PhDs. They have given their whole lives to nothing else but study, and they really knew the Hebrew Bible. And yet they didn't understand the meaning of the star. The prophet foretold long before about the Messiah, God's own anointed son. And this is verse 6 in our passage today. And you, O Bethlehem, a ruler will come from you who will be a shepherd for my people Israel. And the Gospel of John is an amplification, I believe, to help us understand what this means, that God is coming, being born into the world. And this is paraphrasing a little bit from chapter 1, verses 9 and 14. I make these selections. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. To all who believed him and accepted him, he was unfailing love and faithfulness. This last phrase is why I thought this was very important. unfailing love and faithfulness. The star, its light, represents a new spiritual illumination in the world, a new direction, a path to God who has shown up, born in the flesh, the incarnate God, on that day. And then the wise men found him. And so I think this brings up an important question for each of us that we can answer out of our own journey of faith with God, with Jesus, as guided by the Holy Spirit. Might we be able to understand which direction we are going? Which spiritual direction are we going right now? What makes us able to live according to God's plan of salvation is a second part of a question, of this question. Now, we know that God offers Jesus that we live without uncertainty and doubt. As the wise men followed the star, they came to Jesus, and that's God's invitation to us on a faithful journey to Christ by the Holy Spirit. This scripture helps us to understand that God led Magi, men who had no faith or knowledge of God, in the right direction. Through Jesus, God leads us today, right now, in the midst of our lives. The choir anthem this morning tells us that the light is not gone. It cannot be switched off. Instead, the light of God's love has found a new home. And I want to read to you the part of the anthem and listen for it about the new home for the light of Christ. O Jesus, grant me hope and comfort. Never will my sorrow and cry remain. So there's a transformation we hear there. A longing invitation for Jesus. And then the choir offer this: Come thou sun most radiant, thy beams illumine my heart and soul. So in the scripture for John, we have unfailing love and faithfulness. And here in our choir anthem offer today, we acknowledge that Jesus, the light of the world, lives in our heart and soul. This is God's promise for you today and for us all. This illumination, this new direction, this unfailing love is God's gift. And so it has the power to change and give us new direction unlike anything else can do for us. Such is the nature of God's love. When the Magi came upon Jesus, I've been trying to imagine what that was like. They saw the child, and in response to the experience they had, in some way they understood who this was. They bowed down and worshiped him, the scripture tells us. What had been a very long journey with a miraculous light in the sky was suddenly Jesus himself. And again, I think we can scarcely imagine the awe and wonder of that moment. I've been thinking of it myself, and I invite you to do this week. What is it like to come upon Jesus as they did? Did they crest the hill and saw the star a little lower, and there it was, and the manger was open to the outside, and they saw Jesus? Or perhaps they walked down toward the star and it was intensely there above that stall and above that manger, and they opened the door and a door opened to their hearts and Jesus was there. And I personally imagine that in that moment, the star entered Christ. I can't prove that happened, but my faith in Jesus tells me in some way the Holy Spirit entered him, that every encounter we have with the true and living Christ, God tells us that it's for us. It's his love for us right now. I imagine some kind of explosion of love and life with the birth of Jesus. And that moment they knew with certainty, and we can know with certainty, that Jesus is our Savior, the Savior of the whole world. After that moment of certainty came, I believe, a new energy and a longing to please God. And please God, they certainly did. Did they go back to Herod, the authority from the world, saying, come back to me? No, they followed the instruction of God and went back home a different route. Now, I have been trying to imagine things in our ordinary lives that might unlock the kind of love and power they must have felt. And I'm going to offer some things, and I invite you to continue this pondering and praying this week. Perhaps it's something like the pure love of a grandchild running up and grabbing us with her head melting in our chest and so into our hearts and souls. Grandchildren especially can do that, as I have learned. And this week ahead, as I ask again, consider a moment of unfailing love and the events in your lives. These memories, I believe, can help us experience for ourselves a moment like those magi when they met Jesus face to face. For particularly in a community like this, we know Jesus and one another, don't we? The living Christ. And so when we meet one another, there is Christian, sisterly, and brotherly love. And certainly this presence is in a sanctuary like this, a place of God's presence that we have set aside to be here with him. Jesus offers us now the power of pure and unfailing love. Jesus makes real and present his unfailing love in this communion that we all will partake of. These elements of communion ask us to remember that Jesus' body was actually broken and bled for us to be cleansed. This is how God acts in love. It's in our world and it is for us personally. This is a promise of unfailing love, love for you, for the Christ Moravian congregation, and for the whole world. This gift of God before us and the love that it represents cannot be switched off like an Advent star. We know the truth of Christ. God has been born into the world. He desires to truly live in our hearts and souls right now. Let us together, with openness to God's grace and mercy, receive a new measure of Jesus right here, right now, in our hearts and souls. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the presence of Scripture that's a living word, and it's living because you are our ever-creating God. And we ask that in this year when we celebrate Epiphany again, looking forward, you continue creating in our life, in the life of this congregation, that the light of Christ burns more brightly, and that we acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior, and follow your goodwill and pleasure for our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing together the hymn Brightest and Best of the Stars on hymn 317. Please stand as you sing. Let us turn together to page 183 for the service for Holy Communion in celebration of Christ's coming. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me." Thank you. Let us stand and continue the service on page 188. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." By your divine presence, by the holy sacraments, by all the merits of your life, sufferings, death, and resurrection, bless and comfort us, gracious Lord and God. Amen. In the same way, after supper, our Lord Jesus Christ took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you. stand together and continue on page 193? Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Drink from this, all of you. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Christ, the Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant to us your peace. Amen. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance and give you his peace.